Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Sorry this is going up late. Had a busy day, but I'm here. And I think that I like using StreamYard to record my podcast. I think this might be the new thing for me. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, and now watching on YouTube. I appreciate it. So tell a friend, enemy, coworker, tell somebody about my podcast. Okay. Tell your garbage man. All right. But before they come and take your shit away, go, hey, man, you got 20 minutes. I think you should check out my podcast. Not my podcast, but this dude, Chris Allen's podcast. I think you'll hate it. I think you'll love it. But either way, you should check it out and write something on YouTube about it. Good or bad. I don't really give a shit because I don't read YouTube comments. Yes, it's too much. But I appreciate people writing stuff in there. But I can't do it. I'm too fragile. I get too mad. I do. People talk shit. Who am I kidding? I read it. I just don't reply. What did Thumper's mom say? If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So it's just best to not engage those type of people, man. You know, why even spend their energy? But I know y'all looking like, damn, Chris, your hair is crispy. Yes, this is courtesy of Ray Razors, my man here in town at his Image Barbershop and what, salon. Just got it done. I'm headed out tomorrow to go to Rogue Island Comedy Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. Gotta be honest, I am not looking forward to that long ass drive, but I got my man Alex Castain in the car with me. Did I say Ka? In the car with me. So it should be a fun drive. It should be a fun time, some fun shows. Looking forward to seeing Doug and List and Talamash and everybody else. So it should be fun. Should be a fun time. Now I'm trying to figure out, do I want to just stare at the camera? Huh? Do I want to stare at the camera to make it seem like I'm making eye contact with you? Do you really care? Huh? Or should I just roll on? I think I'm just going to roll on. I'm going to start with my milestone as I usually do. For those who don't know, we have an 8-year-old son. I almost said 7. He's 8 now. And his name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that he's going through, the different things that he's doing. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's nothing, sometimes it's a lot. And this week, it's nothing to y'all, but big to us. I'll say that. He has ADHD combined. It can be pretty bad at times. And it's really hard to get him out of his comfort zone, especially when it comes to like foods and all that kind of stuff. But I hate to say that, and I mentioned this on He Got Answers, I ended my almost three year streak of no beef. I asked myself, I was like, how can I get this kid to eat other stuff if I'm not eating other stuff? So he loves lunch meat when it comes to like ham, and he loves like the Italian meats, like the salamis and all that kind of shit. So I was like, you know what? I think you might like roast beef. It's a lunch meat. Let me give it a shot. I gave him a piece, and he does this thing because we try to get him to try a lot of different things, and to appease us because he's a people pleaser. He'll try a little bit of it, and he'll go, "Oh, I like it," but he'll hand the rest of it back to you, which lets you know he doesn't really like it. And he did that with the roast beef, and I was like, hey, cool, man, if you want to try it again, it's here. Just, you know, no pressure. We got to be very careful how we introduce things to him. If, you know, I never want to pressure him into trying stuff, because that makes him shut down. And I know people are rolling their eyes like, fucking make him eat it, but that's how you are too. All right, you're the same way. I know certain people, you say they shoving gay down your throat and it makes you want to be opposed to gay rights and all that type of shit. He's the same way, okay, when it comes to trying new food. So give him some slack and give me some fucking slack. I'm trying to parent over here. I was excited because he tried it. He said he liked it, but he didn't eat the rest of it. So I was like, yeah, okay. So later that night, I tell my wife, hey, if he wants a snack, let him try some of the roast beef. He seemed to like it the other day or earlier. I can't remember if it was the same day. She goes, oh, he ate a ton of it. He was eating it earlier. You know, he had it. He had the whole bag. He was eating it out of the bag. And this kid loves roast beef now, man. So we got the roast beef. He ate a half a pound of it in 2 days. And I went back, got a pound. That shit is gone. I tried a steak from Food Lion. Not the best steak. I you know, it's been years. It wasn't bad, but I got to be honest. I'm not really craving it, man. I'm not really craving it. I'm pretty sure people are like, oh, you got to go to Ruth Chris. You got to go to Outback. You got to go Texas Roadhouse. You got to go get a good steak from somewhere, you know. But I like to cook my own shit at home. And it was, while it was good, I'm not craving it, man. I'm not used to that heavy shit being in my stomach anymore. And I don't know. But I feel like I'm in a good place with beef to where I don't have to have it. But if I want to, I can. If I never have it again, I won't be bothered by that. But I think from time to time, I probably will partake in some jerky. I will say I had missed beef jerky more than I missed steak. So I won't feel bad about eating beef jerky, especially on the road. Road trips. You know, beef jerky is the way to go, man. It stops me from eating shit at fast food places and eating like a goddamn animal. So, yeah, but I'm excited. He tried that. He liked it. He liked the steak. My wife made a roast last night. We all ate that. So it felt good, you know. And I know you're like, wait a minute, Chris. You ate roast beef. You had steak. You had pot roast. That's because I'm trying to have my boy see me eat stuff, so it'll make him eat stuff. So, yeah, maybe some pulled pork or something is next, but I don't know. But I think I'm really off beef. I think I'm off of it as a regular staple, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not. But yeah, it does feel heavy. I have to admit, the shit does feel heavy in my stomach. It's not the same. But we had yet another little breakthrough with him. He tends to, I don't really want to say overreact, because if this all works out, they'll want it the way I want it to. Hopefully years from now, when he's much older, he can come back and visit these podcasts. Maybe not the whole thing, but maybe he would like to listen to all the milestones. So I definitely wouldn't want him to come back years from now and hear me say, you know, certain phrases and words or things like that about his condition. But so overreact is, he has a, I don't know what I'm looking for. He tends to get, oh, there, here we go. He gets very upset. There you go. When he makes mistakes, like if he spills something or accidentally breaks something, I mean, it can be pretty bad. It can be a whole process calming him down, getting him to stop crying and apologizing. And we finally had a talk, and I was like, look, man, dad's not perfect. I made mistakes today. I spilled water twice. You know, you don't need to freak out, man. It's okay. We all make mistakes. And a couple of days ago, he spilled something and we did not have the typical meltdown, which was great. Great. I heard him starting to hyperventilate. I'm like, hey, buddy, it's okay. Just relax. You'll be fine. It's okay. We're going to clean it up. It's just water. It's just this. It's just. And he was fine. And he's made a couple of mistakes over the last couple of days. And he's been having accidents, I should say, not mistakes, accidents, as far as like maybe dropping a bowl that had cereal in it or spilling some water or something like that. Stuff that would cause like it would be a pretty big moment in the house to where we needed to calm him down and sit down with him and talk to him for 15, 20 minutes. And we didn't have to do any of that. And it felt great. He seemed very, very happy. So hopefully, you know, he's made some progress in that regard. So it's a good feeling to see him making progress and realizing things like that don't really matter. you know, and there's no reason for him to get that upset about it. I mean, it's bad. I feel bad for him. It's really, really, really bad at times. Just the way he says sorry, the crying, and he feels so bad because with the ADHD that he has, he feels like he has to be perfect. And we tell him every day, you don't have to be perfect. And he's starting to realize that. And it feels great to see my little boy making some progress. So there's that. Sorry, the front end this week was pretty long. Hopefully, the people that listen, you weren't turned off by that or rolling your eyes. I don't know why I caveat. I feel like even when people listen to my podcast, they're like, why am I listening to this dude? I have no confidence. All right. I'm pretty sure this is something people want to talk about. I mean, it's been going on for the last week. And look, so apparently, you know, the president and a lot of his close associates have been diagnosed with COVID. He apparently doesn't have it anymore. He's holding a public event tomorrow, which is, it's all well and good. If that's what he wants to do, that's cool. But I will say this. People who are big supporters and fans of his, I'll say this. I'll extend this. Not this isn't even an olive branch, but I will say hoping that someone dies is it's pretty shitty. But let's not act like we don't do it. Now, in this case, I think it's a bit much. And for people to go, I would never wish death on anybody. It's like stop. You have. Because Epstein, these child molesters that you have, okay? So this whole never thing, no, there are some people I wish would not be here. Just to be quite frank here, we could do without child molesters and rapists. Let's be honest. Fuck that. Let's be real, okay? But just hoping death on somebody political because they don't think the way you do, I think that's a bit much. And that's the farthest I will go. But for people who are asking others to be compassionate and be understanding of this guy's situation, I mean, at least for me, that's not going to happen. It's just not. I mean, it's just funny that all these people who've seen citizens in this country over the last years, but in the recent history, I'm talking in the last few months, get killed by either private citizens or police. They have no compassion, no empathy for these people. They go, hey, you shouldn't have been out past curfew. You should have complied. What were you doing in this part of town? You don't live over there. They should have done this. Oh, well, you play stupid games. You win stupid prizes. You have no sympathy, empathy, or none of that for those compassion for any of those people at all. But yet you want to turn around and ask people to be compassionate towards a man that makes fun of handicapped people. He makes fun of people for wearing masks. He talks shit. First and foremost, he calls this whole thing a fucking hoax. It wasn't real. It wasn't going to affect anybody. And here we are 8-9 months later with over 200,000 people dead. So, I can't feel bad for someone who knowingly put themselves in harm's way. And if you can't understand that, then you're just willfully being stupid and blinded by your own bias. If we're being quite frank here, I don't feel bad for the guy. He made his bed and he's going to lay in it. Now, do I wish death on the guy? Absolutely not. I hope that all of them have a swift and an easy recovery. I don't feel bad for people who knowingly put themselves in harm's way and then get affected by whatever they were putting themselves in harm's way with or by. I don't know which word to use, but I'm not going to feel bad in the least bit. It's crazy, man. It really is. Well, it's crazy where we are right now. We just had some breaking news a day or two ago about a bunch of guys who were plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan. And I just watched a video clip of the sheriff there. He seems like he's in on it. He's just like, oh, they all seem like great guys to me. They were always cool with me. And it's like, dude, if you read what they were doing, they were plotting on harming police, damaging police property. But all of a sudden, you don't care about that. It's just weird. Like, I got a couple of friends, whenever there's some Antifa shit going down or some black shit that goes down, they want to show them, they want to send me clips and links to like what some black guy did and what Antifa's doing and how they're so violent. But it's so weird. I'm not getting any text messages about these guys at all. You know, they must be like the sheriff. They, you know, their biggest concern right now is that these guys get a fair trial, and we need to really find out what kidnapping is, because they might have just been going in there to make a citizen's arrest because people are very unhappy with the governor. This is coming from the fucking sheriff, who was actually at one of their rallies and spoke. And when they asked him if he regretted it, he was just like, nah, I don't. And you don't believe that these right-wing extremist groups and police are working together in some cases? You don't think that they're biased against people of color at all when you see shit like this? Could you imagine a black sheriff going to some just a Black Lives Matter rally and speaking to people? How white people would take that shit? He's biased. He's with them. He's going to get police killed. But this guy standing on stage with these dudes, not a problem at all. Not an issue in the least bit. And you say there's no privilege. And you say there's no privilege when you got the sheriff of your town calling you a good guy. You're good guys. And they better get a fair trial when you were caught by the FBI planning to kidnap the governor because you were upset you couldn't plant seeds. And then I saw another fucking article. Some guy basically trying to bolster and gather sympathy for these dudes. There's a picture of one of these guys' houses, and it looks like shit. You know, typical. Rundown truck, trash all in the yard. They got their don't tread on me flag. They got the Confederate flag. There's a dumpster in the yard. And I had a buddy go, "Oh man, those flags look pretty new." It's just like, "Oh really? So that's what you got out of this? You just think it's a plant? Like they just planted the flags there? I don't care who they support, what political party they're associated with. Shit is wrong." And here you are trying to justify this shit somehow. And then he shows me some article about, oh, this guy was anti-Trump. It's like, okay, then why are you defending them since you're so pro-Trump? Why are you defending these guys that aren't, you know, Trump supporters? Why? Why? But in this thread, this guy is basically like, maybe this guy's economic situation is why people are getting radicalized. Maybe we're creating this problem ourselves. We need to look into this. It's like, really? How long have our inner cities been falling apart in this country? How long? Decades. 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 And we don't hear this type of talk when it comes to black crime. We don't hear these excuses from the, oh, well, you know, they're poor and you know, things happen and we got to be understanding. Nope. Being poor is not an excuse for crime. You got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You got to work hard. But when it's these guys, hey man, things are tough. They're frustrated. They're decent guys. Maybe we got to look into this. Really, really. Now people want to listen to poor disenfranchised people because they look like you now. We've been trying to say this for the last 30, 40 years. Hey man, citizen cool. And they're supposed to be poor, but yet they want to buy, they bought night vision goggles. They were making IEDs. They got all these fucking guns. But yet they're so poor. So poor. And I'm pretty sure it's more, well, you know, hey, night vision goggles, they only cost a couple hundred bucks if you get the cheap ones. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you're also the same guy. If you saw somebody paying with the EBT, / you know, if you want to call it welfare card or some type of government assistance card at a grocery store, and you saw them with an iPhone, you would lose your shit and put it on Facebook. Oh, how are you on welfare? You got an iPhone X. That's weird. But yeah, you got dudes out buying nods and talking about building IEDs and they got all these guns. And guns ain't fucking cheap. They got all this equipment, but yet you want, oh, these guys are poor. Really? Well, maybe not spend $2,500 on a rifle. You know, since you want to get upset that someone dresses okay or dresses nice or has an iPhone in 2020 while they're on welfare. But, you know, that's the real issue. But, yeah, man. But there's a show. That's a show. This one was not a funny episode. I'll be honest, man. It's getting weird. I think this is just the beginning of a lot of bullshit. I think in the next 5 years, we might start seeing some political killings in this country, and it's going to be very sad. This is the beginning, man, of a lot of bullshit. And yeah. Well, enjoy your weekend. I'm out. Peace.